WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Rocco Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, and you know that means time for another edition of Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. The road to SummerSlam is kicking off tonight on Monday Night Raw. I am the producer, Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Oh, there was some drama this weekend, which we'll talk about on Thursday, but there was some drama tonight on this show, and you know me, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know I am here for the drama.
She is here indeed for the drama, and before we get to some of the drama on this show, we're going to talk about some of the matches that happened on this show, including the tag team gauntlet for the number one contendership. It featured Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green as a team, Indy and Candice as a team, Kanan and Katana, Dana and Tegan, and Nikki Cross and Emma as teams on Monday Night Raw. And Sonya and Chelsea are the number one contenders for the women's tag team titles.
Well, I mean, with the issues between Ronda and Shayna and what happened there, you know, they're kind of out. And you've had the title change hands, so we'll see. Honestly, I wouldn't mind them giving it to Sonya and Chelsea. I can live with that.
Give them a real shot at it. It'll be good.
Like, I like what's going on there. I think they have really good chemistry.
They are working well as a team, yes. It was six-person tag team action. The Alpha Academy with Maxxine Dupri took on Eric, Ivar, and Valhalla of the Viking Raiders. Maxxine got the win for her team. She was very happy.
I mean, I'm proud of Maxxine. I feel a little bad for Valhalla, but go Maxxine, go. She's ready for it. She's here.
She was ready for it. Yes, she was. And she was all super excited, too. It was good. She didn't do a lot, but it was fine.
It was what it was. Like, that's the best I can say. It was what it was. They tried. I don't want to, like, sit here and say it was bad, because it wasn't bad. It was a thing. It just happened.
They're slowly integrating her into the ring, which is what you need to do. Take your time.
Yeah. She doesn't need to be in a hurry.
We heard from Tommaso Ciampa. Ciampa talked about the ruthless aggression he saw in Miz's eyes last week. He told him to bring it, and he'll bring his chip on his shoulder. Ciampa said now that Miz has shown his cards, he has no idea what he's holding in his hands. The Miz, though, said he's holding a royal flush, and he's not bluffing. He said everyone's taken under his wing, and then has double-crossed him. Miz told Ciampa to bring the chip on his shoulder when they meet in a no-DQ match next week, because he'll get the best version of him. Good build to a match next week.
Very good build to a match. I like this feud. It's a good way to bring Tommaso back into the product. Miz is the perfect person for it. They have beef from a year ago, so we're just kind of picking back up where we left off.
Indeed. We had Matt Riddle take on Giovanni Vinci, but Matt Riddle got the win. But the big story was Drew McIntyre made the save after Gunther and Kaiser attacked Riddle after the match. We had a stare down between Gunther and McIntyre as McIntyre laid out Vinci with the Glasgow kiss. And then Riddle and McIntyre challenged the Imperium to a match next week, and then they were going out for seafood or something.
Yay, seafood?
I mean, the Jimmy's Seahouse, I mean, it's a Baltimore thing, I guess.
I'm not a seafood person. I can't get into seafood, but good for them.
You know, shamelessly promoting the local business, where they're probably all went to now.
Yeah.
They're all probably
there. Will be
there.
Pictures on Twitter tomorrow of them at Jimmy's Seafood.
We had Becky Lynch come to the ring. She said she didn't win Money in the Bank. She said that's okay. She can move on from that, but she can't get past Trish Stratus. She said she couldn't think of a better place to end things than right here and right now. She called out Trish. Trish took a minute to walk out, but she revealed that she has a broken nose because, you know, Becky broke her face, her moneymaker, at Money in the Bank. Stratus said she would indulge Lynch's request, but she's not medically cleared. Becky told her to send her laptop Zoe Stark to the ring instead. Stratus asked Lynch if she really wanted that after she saw how Stark dominated. Becky said Stark is better than Stratus anyway. She said no one is better than her because she's, you know, the face of the women's division. Becky then recalled Stark hitting her with a Z360, which led to, you know, Trish getting a win. Becky said Stratus isn't a goat, she is. And then she questioned what would happen to Stark once Stratus went home. Becky asked Stratus why she's still even here if she didn't want to fight her. Stratus said she's the face of the women's division, and she knows Becky hated it when they hung out backstage and people would come up and thank Trish. Trish said Becky broke the face of the division, now Stark will break her face. Trish and Zoe went to the ring, but I had an appointment, so we're going to go, and Becky told her to keep her calendar open for Stark next week. Solid program.
Very solid program.
Yeah, everything's going on nicely right there. We're going to gear up to Becky and Trish at SummerSlam in some probably sort of stipulation match.
I mean, I can think of worse things, honestly.
Is what legit demands the Honky Tonk record? We'll see. Rhea Ripley and Natalya had a one-on-one match. Oh, her nose? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's her nose.
But the visual of her in the mask was amazing.
It was perfect. It's a callback to 2004. We had Rhea and Natalya one-on-one for the Women's World Championship. Natty attacked Rhea before the match. And, well, you know, they had a really good match with Rhea getting the win. Rhea was not done with Natty after the match. She attacked Raquel, and Raquel and Liv chased off Rhea. Then backstage, we had little tease of Io and Rhea, which is a nice little thing.
It was a little distracting because they were beating each other so hard that Natty's costume kept shedding, and there was little, like, black crystals all over the ring. But yeah, this was really good. It was really hard-hitting. Rhea did something to her teeth. She either, like, cut her gums or she did something because she was bleeding on the inside of her mouth when the match ended. But I have no complaints about this whatsoever. I thought this was excellent. I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Damian Priest beat Shinsuke Nakamura. Solid win for Damian as he's now Mr. or Senior Money in the Bank.
I want to see how this goes, because I'm going to save comment for later, because we have to talk about the main event.
Ronda Rousey came out. Before she could even get a word out, Shayna Baszler interrupted. Baszler said she was sick of all hearing Rousey speak on the microphone. Rousey asked her why she did what she did at 10 years, and said Baszler at least owed her that. Baszler said she brought Rousey into the business and mocked the idea that she was or anything. Rousey talked about being tag team champions. Baszler said she didn't recall Rousey putting the ring together or attend her tryouts. Baszler said she paid her dues while Rousey went straight to WrestleMania. Baszler said the thing she owes Rousey is the sobering reality that there is someone in WWE who could finally shut her up. They started the fight. Baszler got the advantage, left a knee to a face, and left Ronda in the ring. It's all right.
I'm just going to say this. Like, it's not anything that anyone hasn't said before. Like, I think that's been everybody's complaint about Ronda since day one, amongst many other things, is, oh, well, she didn't pay her dues, right? Like, that's been everybody's complaint, even though she got her ass whooped in UFC and trained for all of that. It's, well, she didn't get her wrestling dues. Whereas Shayna and the other horsewomen who were in WWE for a while did. They were all sent to NXT, and they all had to work down in NXT, and Shayna had an incredibly dominant run down there, while Ronda was up doing her thing on the main roster. So it's a valid point. I'm just really kind of curious where this is going to go.
We will see.
But I did like Shayna dressing Ronda down.
Monday Night Raw opened with Seth freaking Rollins, your World Heavyweight Champion. He talked about everything that happened in Money in the Bank, including Jey Uso beating Roman Reigns. Becky not winning, and how he beat Finn Balor by the skin of his teeth. He said that with SummerSlam only 5 weeks away, there's only one thing on his mind. And what that was interrupted by Cody Rhodes. He goes, so what do you want to cue Brock Lesnar? Cody went charging after Brock. They battled before being pulled apart. He put Lesnar down also with a Cody Cutter too, so that was good.
That was good, yeah.
Good start to the show. That was a hot start getting Brock on there a little bit. Just, you know, Cody was like, I'm going to go for the world title. Oh, wait. Here's Brock.
Those hard times, man, they're back with a vengeance.
Brock is going to make sure Cody does not get that world title. Till he's ready.
He's damn ready.
Yeah. We heard from Cody Rhodes later in the program. He said he spoke Lesnar's language. He said he welcomed him back, and they are not done yet. He said Lesnar broke his arm while Cody broke Brock Lesnar's face. Cody said they can't coexist on Raw. Says he'll fight any night, anywhere, every night, and he's ready, you know, to face Brock Lesnar. So well, there's your SummerSlam setup right there.
I can think of worse things.
So Seth Rollins, we're going back to the beginning of the show. Seth wasn't done. He came back out, and he said, looks like Cody and Brock have some unfinished business, but it's time to get down to business that he was trying to do, and this out brought out Damian, Rhea, and Dom. He asked where Finn was. Rollins said, Finn, like, sneak attacks, but he assumed that wouldn't be happening. Ripley said, Balor is fine. Priest told Rollins not to worry about Judgment Day business. He said the only thing Rollins should be worried about is the Money in the Bank contract, because he could cash in, even here tonight. Rollins asked Damian needs him to be worn out and he doesn't have a match. Priest proposed that Rollins would face somebody next to him, and then that would be either Rhea or Dom. Rhea has a title match, so Dom looking for a fight. Daddy Dom versus Seth freaking Rollins is set up for your main event of this program. They had a solid match in the main event.
I can think of worse things.
But after Seth Rollins got the win, or they started to beat down Seth Rollins after the disqualification, I should say. And they even, you know, put him through the table, and they're ready to take him, you have Dom going, let's cash in, come on, you should cash it in right now, and Damian's torn. So they throw Rollins in, Damian's still torn on what to do, and then as he grabs the briefcase, he goes, steps up on the ring apron, Finn comes from the other side and attacks Seth Rollins, knocking him into Damian and knocking him off the apron. So Finn got some revenge on Seth, and then Damian and Finn got at it. Dom's in the middle of it all. And as all this is happening, Seth is just backing his way out. Even got dropped Dom with a pedigree on his way out. So there's your drama.
There's your drama. I had to laugh at this because the visual after Raw is Dom is on the ground outside the ring. Damian and Finn are bickering. And Rhea's just holding Dom in her arms on the ground as Damian and Finn are going back and forth. And Rhea's like, what the fuck? I thought we were a family. What the hell? What are you all doing?
Well, sometimes families need to just sort of fight it out.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Just a little bit. But that was Monday Night Raw. Solid show.
That was a very solid show. I thought it was a great follow-up to Money in the Bank. It did what it needed to do. I have no qualms with it.
It's setting up SummerSlam nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will probably be Finn and Seth probably for the world title. You got Brock and Cody, Trish and Becky, Shayna and Ronda. I mean, you can't ask for better start than that for four matches on SummerSlam.
I can't think of anything better.
Anyway, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow is 4th of July. Enjoy it, celebrate it, be safe. And also check out the Rock Extra Reviews AEW Fight Forever, which will be dropping at some point tomorrow.
Yes.
Ding. So probably in the morning, just look out for it, because ding, it'll be there. But Thursday we'll be live, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. Check it out. We will be reviewing Money in the Bank, so you don't want to miss that. Where I will get to give my thoughts, so it should be a relatively quick show, because Brock and Brent and Casey, or not Casey, but Casey would like to join, he's more than welcome. But Rock and Brent have already given their thoughts, so.
Yeah, because the Canadians decided to take the day off.
very rude of them.
But it's Rack Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, is Fortnite Night with Friends, followed by CB Reno live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, it's WTR, Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Yes, we're back next week. Yes. Yes, we're back next week, right? Yeah, because you're two weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. 11 p.m. Eastern for the Raw Post Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Or chat if you have Amazon Prime, link in your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support. Chat by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card RocketSuck or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
This is where you plug your stuff.
Oh, right. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@@LynnsWard, LynnsWard.RockRadioShow.com, or just look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTube. They just dropped, when I say they, I mean Hoyoverse, just dropped the Fontaine teasers, and good lord, they turned on the hose when it comes to the drip marketing. So go over to my YouTube channel, check it out, like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We will see you Thursday for the Rack and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, along there with Hello, I'll Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.